Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to the podcast for the week of June 29th. I'm your host, Sheila Belanger. Well, the heat underneath the cauldron continues, my dear ones. Again, an extraordinary week of intensity and calling us to do our deep alchemical transformation work on the inside as well as on the outside. A theme for this week, a quote from Maya Angelou, you'll hear the poem later, "Ignore no vision which increases your spirit." Several major energies come together this week, and I want to remind you that as an astrologer talks about the planets, what we're doing is honoring the archetypes. The planetary characters are archetypes within us and the world. And as they travel in the heavens from our perspective, they make relationship with each other. And they also travel against the backdrop of the 12 zodiac signs or energies. The signs are energies for the archetypes. And they're very important to understand what the archetype is up to inside and out. So I remind you, we started already this week. On Saturday, June 27th, Mars entered Aries to stay there for 6 months because later on in the year it has a retrograde phase. Mars is the warrior, warrioress, the advocate. Aries is the energy of fierce going forward, advocacy, but also war, fight. Aries wants to do it its own way. Aries wants to go forward. Aries has courage. Mars in Aries is a very strong journey for the next 6 months, and opens all of us to stand up and lean in and do the work we know we have to do. We're fueled by a certain fire now. The deep challenge of Mars as an archetype inside all of us, it's a wounded warrior. So then we do violence to ourselves or others. And the same thing with the energy of Aries. When it's unconscious or wounded, it's very reactive. So the next 6 months are so key that we track our anger. It's there. There's so much changing. There's so much to be angry about. There's so much that we want to change. And yet, to not let your anger cause harm. Let it fuel insight, awareness, courageous action for yourself and the world. Very, very strong. And then on Monday, June 29th, Jupiter and Pluto come together in the heavens for the second time this year. They come together at 25 degrees of the sign of Capricorn. And if you know astrology, you can use that data. If you don't worry about it. Jupiter is the teacher, expanded one, has everything to do with our beliefs and how we make meaning in life. When it's in a wounded part of our expression, it's the one of us who's dogmatic and is certain about our truth and gets on our soapbox. Pluto is the transformer archetype. It's a deep underworld deity in us and the world that wants systemic change, that says root the poisons out, root which is that which is not working out. And both Jupiter and Pluto this year are coming together in the sign of Capricorn, which is a very earthy, grounded energy. It has to do with structures of all kinds, inner structures, but especially outer structures like government, societal, family structures. And Jupiter and Pluto together is a rare cycle. The last time we've had it was in late 2007. And when they come together, the invitation archetypally is to transmute Pluto, our old beliefs, Jupiter, and also to empower Pluto, deeper truths and wisdom and understanding. So we have both playing out right now. There is such profound polarity and anger and dogmatism around structures, government structure, societal structure. And simultaneously, there's incredible vision and power with people saying, we've got to think differently. We've got to change our paradigms. We've got to systemically change the Capricorn structures that are poisons and poisoned and don't work. And this is a very big cycle this year. The first time they came together, Jupiter and Pluto, was on April 4th, also in Capricorn. And they'll make their final connection on November 12th. So this whole year, we've really are in this systemic change, Pluto, with our core beliefs and how we make meaning in life. And what we're looking for with them coming together in Capricorn is to change our beliefs and our truths so that it's sustainable. And it's also moral and ethical. Capricorn is very much about purposefulness and doing the right thing. So we're seeing this in the United States. The dogma and the deep pain of white supremacy and racism as a belief system, we are saying it has to be rooted out. Now, it can be extreme with Pluto, kill it all off. But the external changing of statues is fine. But until we actually do the inner change of the dogmas and the belief systems, that's really where the work is. So be aware that as Jupiter and Pluto come together on June 29th, it's heightened. So this big energy that you can be looking at individually and saying, okay, what started for you, especially in early April? It's been going on for a while, but what especially started in early April? We were right smack dab in the States in the pandemic crisis starting. We're really waking up to it. So all the belief systems that you've been taking apart, your cherished truths that have been dying on the vine, it's like now in the second pass with Jupiter and Pluto, you get to say, okay, what? How am I sitting with it all? What have I learned about the deep change collectively and individually? Where do I go now? And particularly fueled by Mars and Aries, how could I have the courage to go forward with what I need to do? And stay tuned, because in November, as we make Jupiter and Pluto make their final connection, we'll have some resolution, both individually and collectively, on what kind of beliefs and truths have been changed, and what is left that is going to work. Then on Wednesday, July 1st, the planet Saturn re-enters the sign of Capricorn, and it will be there until December 16th. Now, Saturn takes about 2.5 years to travel in a zodiac sign. And when it goes in its journey, it also then goes into the next sign and then what's called retrograde back, or it looks like it goes back into the sign it was in before. So Saturn entered Capricorn in December of 2017, and it stayed there until March 21st of 2020. Then it entered Aquarius. It's been hanging out in Aquarius until July 1st, when it goes back into Capricorn. Stay there with me, okay? Saturn is the structure maker, the builder. I lovingly call Saturn the guy, the gal, the person, the being with a clipboard, because it wants order. It's the CEO of our inner system. It's the external authority in society. And when Saturn is in Capricorn, that's its preferred sign, and it's all about restructuring and making things work with regard to external structures and how we're going to do things. Then Saturn went into Aquarius, which is a very different sign. Aquarius is very progressive and egalitarian and community-based. And it says, what could we do differently? So since spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, we've all had this calling from Saturn to step up and be an executive around really progressive change. You see this in the politics of what's happening in the States and in the world. And it's like, yes, fighting for the people, fighting for new values, for egalitarian equality. It's still there. But now as Saturn backs back into Capricorn until December, now the rubber meets the road. We get a taste of the new structures we want for society, for community, for equality, for justice. And now we have to go back until December with Saturn and Capricorn and say, all right, roll up our sleeves. How are we going to make this grounded? How are we going to make this sustainable? What's my piece of work to do? What inner structures do I have to make in my life so that the outer structures can really hold? Very, very strong. And I want to do a shout out to my Canadian friends and family, because it's Canada Day, July 1st. So you get a special blessing from Saturn to say, all right, right then, let's get it settled. Let's figure out how we're going to make the changes last, okay? And then, not to be missed, on Sunday, July 4th, Independence Day in the United States, we have the full moon eclipse. And this is when the sun is in Cancer opposite the moon in Capricorn. Now, eclipse is a very potent time because it means with a full moon eclipse, what's happening is the earth is between the sun and the moon. And at that moment, when we have the full moon, some of the earth's shadow falls on the moon's disk. And so some of the moon disappears. An eclipse is always a very powerful circuit breaker on a symbolic level. And archetypally, it means change the patterns, stop the patterns. You're eclipsing the patterns. And when it's a lunar eclipse, a moon eclipse, the moon has to do with our instinctive nurture and our emotions. So what are those old emotional patterns in Capricorn? That's where the moon is, where we have survival strategies of trying to control everything, Capricorn, of trying to be the boss, of trying to make sure everything stays the way it's supposed to. Guess what, people? Normal is over. We are not going back. And the sun is shining from the sign of Cancer onto that moon. And Cancer is an energy of family, of belonging, of emotional nurturance and vulnerability. So it's saying to all of us, it's time to eclipse the wounded emotional patterns where we try so hard to keep it all together and fix it and control it and be in charge. And we're overriding our own emotional vulnerability and needs, and we're overriding our deep emotional connection to others. This is particularly highlighted because in this full moon eclipse, both the sun and moon are 90 degrees away from the comet called Chiron, who's the wounded healer shaman. 90 degrees is called a square also. Now, what that means, Chiron as an archetype calls us to heal our wounds, and in so doing, we bring healing to the world. Chiron right now is in Aries. So we're all on a journey for a couple of years of healing the wounds of thinking I have to do it all myself, Aries, or pushing things, driving ourselves, pushing us to be ahead, to do it and not think about it. There's a certain recklessness about Aries. There's a certain unthinking, just go forward. And so this full moon eclipse with the Cancer, the sun in Cancer, the moon in Capricorn, and the Chiron comet in Aries is really calling us out and saying there is some deep emotional pain caught in our Independence Day, that we are doing it ourselves and it's all about us doing it our individual way. No go. The pandemic has brought us closely to us to say we're all in this together. The deep protest, the justifiable protest for Black Lives Matters has shown us someone's getting killed on the streets. We're all getting killed on the streets. Okay? We're all going through the wounds. Another's going through a wound. We're going through it. So there's this deep calling to open our hearts, Cancer. Open our hearts and have the courage to acknowledge the wounds and the pain, and also have the courage to have the vision and to say this stops. We're going to do it differently. So, so important. So potent, intense week as always. And just know, lean in. Use the power of Mars and Aries in you to have the courage to advocate in your own life and in the streets what you know needs to happen. Have the courage to let die the false belief systems and the wounded dogmas and the polarization that you know is non-sustainable. It does not sustain life. And have the courage to roll up your sleeves and say, okay, between now and December, I got a taste of what a new society could look like inside me and in the world. What am I going to do to make that happen? What are the structural changes that need to happen while Saturn's in Capricorn until December? All right. There's your orders, dear one, from the universe. And may your alchemical transformation feed you deeply. Even though it's hard, we are in this together, and we can do it. And we need to continue to do the deep systemic work. I leave you with a gorgeous poem from Maya Angelou called Continue. My wish for you is that you continue. Continue to be who and how you are, to astonish a mean world with your acts of kindness. Continue to allow humor to lighten the burden of your tender heart. Continue in a society dark with cruelty to let the people hear the grandeur of God in the peals of your laughter. Continue to let your eloquence elevate the people to heights they had only imagined. Continue to remind the people that each is as good as the other and that no one is beneath nor above you. Continue to remember your own young years and look with favor upon the lost and the least and the lonely. Continue to put the mantle of your protection around the bodies of the young and defenseless. Continue to take the hand of the despised and diseased and walk proudly with them in the high street. Some might see you and be encouraged to do likewise. Continue to plant a public kiss of concern on the cheek of the sick and the aged and infirm, and count that as a natural action to be expected. Continue to let gratitude be the pillow upon which you kneel to say your nightly prayer, and let faith be the bridge you build to overcome evil and welcome good. Continue to ignore no vision which comes to enlarge your range and increase your spirit. Continue to dare to love deeply and risk everything for the good thing. Continue to float happily in the sea of infinite substance, which set aside riches for you before you had a name. Continue, and by doing so, you and your work will be able to continue eternally. A blessing from Maya Angelou. Travel well, dear ones.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.